Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. Not just any Thursday. Thanksgiving 2024. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Midland on a numbers game. Live from Circa Resort Casino, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ah, yes. What are your plans?
I don't know. Hanging out with Gil and Bill like I usually do on Thanksgiving.
That's right. Bill Krakenberger will be here. Thanksgiving doesn't stop the crack, man.
Not at all. Football, little turkey. I'm crashing something. I'm crashing somewhere later.
But it's good. Uninvited? You're just going somewhere?
It's like the quick in and out. You know what I mean? You gotta do the grand hello and then the Irish goodbye. Stay for the food and get out of there, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems rude.
There's a lot of football to watch.
We'll get into all of it. Of course, the Lions and the Bears, the Cowboys and the Giants and the Dolphins and the Packers. We'll talk about that momentarily. Not only the crack man, of course, today, but we have Todd Wright, the greatest radio host there ever was. Todd Wright talking about fantasy football, your sits and your starts. Your starts and your sits, properly stated, for Thanksgiving Day. All three of those games, because this is primarily for most fantasy leagues the beginning of the fantasy playoffs. So we'll do that. And then Kelly Bidlin, ladies and gentlemen, don't ever accuse Kelly Bidlin of not being a producing genius. I don't want to hear it. Here's what Kelly texted me yesterday. He goes,
it's like two days ago.
Dude, let's do a segment. Listen to this. We're going to pick the sides of the games, and then we're going to pick our favorite side for Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. This kid is incredible.
You're welcome, world.
Whatever you're paying him, it's not enough.
My genius is shared with all of you. You are welcome.
He's amazing. What an amazing kid. That's what I say when I say producer number nine, so much more than a producer. That's the part I'm referring to at the end. So much more than a producer.
You know, it actually was there was a lot of back and forth amongst the crew about this as well, because I needed help. I was like, what are the most common Thanksgiving side dishes, right?
Right.
Oh, boy, I got way differing answers than I thought.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Just want to tell you also one thing. When you turn and face the camera, you have exactly one beard hair that's sticking out. It's going to distract me the entire
God.
Show.
Well, now you're going to, now it's going to be in my head the entire show. Great.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I hope you, you are where you want to be with family. If travel went well, that you didn't have any snags, because I know how that can be on the Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Football day long here. Before we get into the three games today, a little basketball yesterday, not a little basketball. I've watched more college basketball, non-March Madness category, than probably ever in my life in November watching these tournaments. And yesterday, UConn loses late night. You may have missed this. I fell asleep on this because I watched so much of this. And I was just like, okay, I'm exhausted.
Oh, I completely missed it.
UConn ends up losing to Dayton by 18.
So what is this, three? Three
in a row. But the previous two were like, you know, very close games to Memphis and Colorado. This was just, they just got, at the end, they got blown out of the gym. It was close for more than a half. In fact, UConn had a rally early second half, and then that was the end of that. West Virginia beats Gonzaga in overtime. Gonzaga was a 14.5-point favorite. We had Dallin on yesterday. He was all about Gonzaga. He was all about Dayton, too. Yeah. Give him credit for Dayton.
Yeah, give him credit. He did send me a text, though. At one point, he was like, this ain't looking like a good day. Sorry, boys.
He went 1-5 on his picks. And the five, can I just say this? The five, we love Dallin. We love Dallin. The five did not go well.
They did not.
If you're going to lose five, you might as well lose the way he did. Gonzaga, a 14.5-point favorite. They get beat in overtime by West Virginia. Michigan State, this was not a Dallin play, but Michigan State ends up beating UNC in overtime. You know what they say, Kelly? September, October, Izzo. They don't say that, but I'm just saying. That's what happened last night. 94-91, Michigan State won. So there's a lot of great college basketball yesterday. Creighton, our guy Kelly, the Sausage King from Omaha, who came in the other day, was like, fade Creighton against SDSU. Same thing yesterday. Creighton loses, this time to Texas A&M. So college basketball abounds. And then your love, the pro game.
Mm-hmm.
The Dubs, the Warriors yesterday without Steph Curry, almost beat the Thunder. Couldn't quite get there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had a bad game for him. and OKC outlasted the Warriors. There's a play late in the game. Draymond had a perfect pass to Allen Wiggins. He bobbled it slightly. Allen Wiggins, that's his,
Aaron.
That's his, Andrew Wiggins. Andrew. Allen Wiggins used to play Major League Baseball. Andrew Wiggins, he bobbled it slightly, so he just kind of forced, he kind of rushed the shot. It didn't go in. OKC wins it. A
couple missed free throws down the stretch by OKC, too, was not good. For those of us that doubled down on our OKC side, I had the money line, so that got home, but then I laid four and push.
105-101, the Thunder beat the Warriors, two best teams record-wise in the Western Conference. And then speaking of best teams, the Cavaliers finally lose at home. First home loss, Trae Young, 20-22. Second most assists in Hawks franchise history. And Atlanta, Atlanta was down. Is this right? They were down 17 in the first quarter. Was that right? They were down some ridiculous amount of points in the first quarter.
I did watch most of that game, but not the first quarter. Really.
Am I just making that up out of thin air? I think that's true. They beat the Cavs by 11 on Cleveland's home court. So a lot of that yesterday. In the NBA. How'd your bets go?
It was tied 35 after the first. So if they were, that was an impressive first quarter comeback.
So am I just making that up?
You very well might be the case.
So this is a show where you just make
up
stuff?
I lost the Hawks team total under, and I lost under in Philadelphia because of Dylan Brooks' stupid foul at the end of the game. Rockets were up three. Fouls Maxey. I mean, Maxey draws a great foul, but Dylan Brooks, horrible foul. Maxey able to get the three-point shot off, goes to the line for three, of course ties it up, goes to overtime. So if you were on the under like me, that lost. And Zach Cohen, I believe, was catching points with the Sixers, which was looking great the whole way too, except for what happens. We go to overtime, and overtime is where the dogs go to die.
Yeah, by the way, I undersold it. The Cavs were up 19 over the Hawks in the first
really?
Quarter. Yes, 30-11. And the final score at the end of the first quarter, as you said, was 35-35. Yeah.
NBA basketball, baby.
I try not to make up stuff on the show. You know what I mean?
That's what I was I rarely doubt you, but I just checked that first quarter score. I was like, whoa.
You doubted me. All right, NFL. Shall we?
We shall.
Beginning in, a little less than 2.5 hours from now, the kickoff in Detroit. Between the Lions and the Bears. This actually got down to 8.5 at Circa yesterday.
I know.
It is now 9.5 in favor of the 10-1 Lions. For many people, the best team in pro football. And as I said, through Aaron Schatz's prism of DVOA, not only the best team in pro football, but the fifth best team in his DVOA history since 1979 through 11 football games. The four above him, three are Super Bowl champions. One is the 2007 Patriots, who, of course, went undefeated and lost in the Super Bowl. Bears coming off the loss to the Vikings, another heartbreaking loss. They lose 30-27 last week. They have lost seven straight now. Mm-hmm. Seven straight. They lost that one in overtime, as you recall. I'll retweet the old recap of that later after the show. Caleb showed life, though, 340 passing yards, two touchdowns. The Lions, of course, coming off yet another win, 24-6 over the Colts. They've won nine in a row. So there's a lot of, I don't want to, whenever I use this phrase, it sounds disparaging, and I guess it kind of is. I don't mean it to be that, but I like to refer to it as the sports betting too cool for school crowd, right? And the too cool for school crowd often, listen, they're right sometimes, but oftentimes you sort of, you try to be sharper than necessary, I think. This might be one of those. Because a lot of Bears love this week. We even saw it in the line move that I just described, right? A few groups come in, they bet the Bears on the big number. I don't know. For me, it's Lions or nothing. The Bears are dead last, speaking of Aaron Schatz's DVOA, which is a granular play-by-play look at every NFL play all the way back to 1979. The Bears are dead last this year in offensive DVOA on the road. And they come into the holiday environment there with the Lions' pass defense ranking third in the league. Chicago's run defense, third worst in the NFL. What don't you want to have? What is the worst thing you can have against these Detroit Lions? A bad run defense.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of folks who also point to this Thanksgiving stuff, though. We're not a trends show, but we'll give a trend here. As you may know, the Lions have lost seven in a row on Thanksgiving. They've lost seven in a row on Thanksgiving, including as a favorite last year. I would spin that the other way, though. Like, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, that means they've never won on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. right? What do you think? They don't know this?
They know this.
They know this.
They know it.
They know this. They are going to go all out to make their rabid fan base happy. Now, that's a different story, winning versus covering. I get it. But I don't think – I don't look at that stat and be like, oh, there's something inherently wrong with the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving.
Okay, I love the let's break down the trend, yeah, right? Okay, completely agree with you. If I was going to read into that one way or the other, that would make me more pro-Lions of like, hey, they're probably going to want to actually win one of these before this stat gets out of control. But, okay, so it's 7. Not all of these teams are created equal over the years, right? The Lions have not been as good as they are this year and years past.
But if trends are your thing, they have covered 8 of their last 12 Thanksgiving games. And indoors period, the Lions are 32-10 against the spread. So, you know, you can pick and choose, mm-hmm, whichever trend buttresses
your argument best.
Yeah, it's a confirmation bias in many cases here. So, by the way, there's also the thing with, you know, people in their mind's eye about Thanksgiving. They think, is it a favorites kind of day? Is it a non-favorites kind of day? What is it historically? This comes to us from Action Network. Non-Dallas Thanksgiving favorites, 30-10 against the spread on Thanksgiving since 2007.
Wow.
With 75% of the time covering by almost a full touchdown. So again, trends, schmends, pick the one you like. But for me, I go back to those DVOA numbers, right? And for me, that's the real sort of the real thing that resonates for me. The Bears, again, dead last in offensive DVOA on the road. More importantly, Chicago's run defense, third worst in the NFL against a Lions team that is run heavy, using running backs then based off that heavy in the passing game. I don't like it. I mean, I get it. The Bears have been feisty. The Bears might have won a game or two that they lost. But you make me pick a side today, I'm laying it with the Lions.
Yep, me too. Maybe I bet it, Gil.
Oh, did you?
I bet it A-way.
I think I'm about to. Just about to talk myself into it. The other two games next right here on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Thanksgiving morning, everybody. Thanksgiving morning. Hey, don't forget about this great offer we have here. It's an expert breakdowns, plural, of the week's biggest matchups, to deep dives into betting strategies and trends. VSiN delivers the kind of actionable content, gives you the betting edge. And right now at VSiN.com, you can check out articles like Zach Cohen's Thanksgiving Day previews of the game, Steve Mackinnon's NFL picks, first touchdown score picks for today. And there's more to bet on than just football. Greg Peterson's college basketball best bets. Let's go. Adam Burke's college basketball best bets as well. And Nigel Seeley with his weekend Premier League predictions. Nice to have Nigel on the website. Mm-hmm. Right now you can get access to everything we do, including these exclusive articles, for only $60 until May 1st with our Black Friday special. The offer expires on Monday, though, so head over to vsin.com/subscribe to check it out. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidley, everybody. My friend Kelly spent the entire break brushing his beard down.
A solid 90 seconds, yeah. A solid 90 seconds.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I know. You said I didn't do a good enough job, so I'm just going to ignore it the rest of the show.
It's better.
I fixed it? All right.
Better.
Good.
We get tweets at
the show can go on now.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. J-Rod, unscripted on Thanksgiving. This should be awesome. Yes, crack man coming on. Happy Thanksgiving to you, J-Rod. Mike Zhang, happy Thanksgiving. You too, Mike. Teasers and Parlays, happy Thanksgiving. Gil and Kelly, pardon me, I'm incredibly thankful for the wealth of knowledge you all provide on a daily basis. Thank you, which has helped me become the better I am today. Looking forward to prepping the Thanksgiving meal while listening to the Crack Man.
There we go.
There's a Thanksgiving tradition. Base the old turkey.
That's right. Get the turkey ready.
Listen to the Crack Man in your ear. It's a great thing. Absolutely. Jamie Lave, I'm thankful for Kelly and Gil working today. Have a great Thanksgiving, gentlemen. You too, Jamie, or Jaime. I'm not sure if you pronounce it that way. Talking about the Megapod, JDL_8. Stormy was talking about being called ma'am as a 23-year-old interviewing 23-year-old football players. So Todd did a stereotypical post-game interview bit where the player thanked Jesus for help on 3rd and 5, even though Jesus is usually good in long yardage. Todd went off to some. It's just an amazing sort of dichotomy there. Jason, ice cold gambler. Bill Krakenberger on Thanksgiving, dedicated to A Numbers Game. I love it. Make sure to tell Kelly to enjoy the weekend because he's going to be out tomorrow. Happy Turkey Day, guys, and good luck today. Yes, Kelly is – there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kelly, these Fridays are getting a little dicey for for Kelly, that's for sure.
Sorry, I had a vacation day last week. My apologies.
Oh, this was what Todd did. He goes, 6 seconds ago, Vikings up 30-2. So what Todd does is if I have a bet, all of a sudden in the middle of the podcast, he'll interrupt it, and people don't see this, but he puts his hand up to his ear. And he's like, wait, I'm getting word. 5 seconds to go, Vikings up 30-21. Murray back to pass. Oh, he's scrambling. He's going to cut the corner. He dives. He hits the pylon, Jim. It's always a Jim.
That was a pretty good impression.
Well, and then he ends up losing his voice, and I think he turns purple. I think we'd call a doctor in. Fred Courier, looking forward to the show today. Thank you. This is from Jason Stark. Happy Thanksgiving, Gil, Kelly, and Bill. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jason. Fred Courier, saying this is a new Thanksgiving tradition. And Jody Boggs, I don't know. Do you know this one, Jody Boggs? Do you recall who the celebrity was watching you take a swan dive at Radio's Roll?
I'm not exactly sure what this is referring to, but probably I do. And this is when my foot fell asleep. I was working on the ground against the wall with Isaiah Wrinkle. We were working on some things for the show. I was sitting like cross-legged style, you know what I mean, on the ground. And foot fell asleep. Went to get up and like kind of stumbled myself, but like 3 feet away, Kurt Warner's doing this interview.
Oh, that's right.
It's like, you're Kurt Warner. There's reporters and cameras here and I'm behind them. So he's like watching me. And like, you could tell even on his face, it's like, is this guy going to tumble or not? Like, I think he was pretty invested on whether I was going to go down or not. He didn't jump in to try to save me, that's for sure.
He just wanted to watch how it played out.
That's for sure, Kurt. I'll remember that one.
Let's see if this kid falls. Giants and Cowboys is the middle child today. And boy, is that a marquee matchup. The 2-9 Giants, the 4-7 Cowboys in Dallas. Again, Detroit and Dallas, your traditional Thanksgiving locales. And Giants, we believe we're getting Drew Lock here. All signs point to Drew Lock as your starting quarterback.
Yeah, is that still not official? How are we sitting here this morning?
I haven't seen the official word, but it's all the languages that it's going to be Drew Lock.
I feel like I kept seeing reports yesterday of just Tommy DeVito very, 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 very unlikely to play.
That's exactly
because of
right.
his entire body being hurt. And you're like, can we just rule him out, maybe?
Do you remember as a kid how you used to write like multiple varies?
Oh, here I got, I'm done. Best I've got Tommy DeVito upgraded to questionable.
Oh, my God. Anyway, well.
Well.
I thought I was going to be Lock and Boyle, but I don't know. Kelly's telling me it might not happen. Giants lost 30-7 last week in Tommy DeVito's first start of the season. He only threw for 189 yards, most of that garbage time. Cowboys, of course, beat the Commanders. Don't remind me. I don't want to talk about it. They do it with 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of the game. Last 3 minutes. On his 11 dropbacks this season, if it is Drew Lock, and we shout out Sean Kerner over at Action Network, he always does our Thursday for us. On his 11 dropbacks this season, we're always lean on him for Thursday. He doesn't do it for us. On his 11 dropbacks this season, Lock has averaged just 1.0 yard per attempt, if it is Drew Lock. Preseason, by the way, if you want to lean on that, 1.7 yards per attempt on 13 dropbacks. I personally had him ranked as the 13th best backup quarterback in the National Football League. Maybe he's 14th now that Daniel Jones is the backup in Minnesota. So maybe he's dropped on that list.
Sorry, yeah. I'm currently pulling up very funny DeVito reports that I'll add in after you finish.
Oh, really? Okay. By the way, Jermaine Elmenor, their left tackle, the Giants left tackle, out of this game with a quad injury. That adds to the loss of Andrew Thomas, who's already on IR, which leaves third-string tackle Chris Hubbard protecting Locke's blindside or whoever's playing quarterback for the Giants today. And Hubbard has allowed pressure on 19% of his pass-blocking snaps this season, last among 82 qualified tackles. 82nd out of 82.
Yeah, it's not
That's
great.
Their left tackle.
That's not ideal.
So you would think then the Giants are going to lean on their running game a bit, right? Cowboys are 29th in DVOA out of 32 against the run. So maybe a little undery is what it's feeling like there, at least on that side of the ball, where the Giants are going to try to exploit the Dallas weakness and the fact that their left tackle is horrific in terms of protecting against the pass. By the way, we don't know. Eric Kendricks could be out for the Cowboys as well on defense, so that would help. And the Cowboys, unlike the Bucks, unlikely to jump out to some huge lead where they have to go pass heavy as well. So it feels kind of under. And by the way, the Cowboys, we know about their problems trying to run the football. They're 30th in the NFL trying to run it on that side of the ball. Giants are 17th in rush DVOA, but have allowed the second most explosive run plays. Give up plus 1.4 yards over expected per rush. Worst in the NFL, according to Next Gen Stats. And Dallas likely to miss Jake Ferguson in this game, their tight end. So that allows the Giants maybe to key in on CeeDee Lamb a little more. I don't know. If anything, maybe Brandon Cooks, by the way, might play in this game. I should point that out. But who knows how effective he'll be first game back. Feels undery more than anything to me. And the number right now in this ball game, what are you seeing for this currently in this game?
Right now we are 3.5, basically across the board, 37 and a half on the total. Yeah.
Might be too high.
See, I kind of look at it. I think that's the first, to me, that's the first consideration is the under, but is it possible these teams are so bad that they're trading interceptions and stuff like that, that this ends up like rolling overs in a wacky way? Like that wouldn't shock me at all today.
This game feels like the quintessential. I've said this a million times on this show. If this were a normal Sunday slate and this game was in the middle of your early window, would you bet on this game? And if the answer to that is no, you probably shouldn't bet it today, but I get it. It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. I made some silly bets, Thanksgiving bets. Okay. Yeah. This is not one of them though. Matt talked me into CeeDee Lamb yesterday. That's pretty easy though, because we've talked about it multiple times. It is amazing week after week, doesn't matter who the Cowboys quarterback is, that CeeDee Lamb's like the only weapon they have out there. It's amazing how often they continue to target him, how often he continues to get open and makes these catches. So I did play over 6.5. That's what Matt brought up yesterday.
What was your Tommy DeVito stuff?
There's no more clarity on this. Someone did tweet in. Yeah, I heard this yesterday too, that he didn't travel with the team, but there was still a possibility that he was going to fly down on his own. Okay. Actual tweet from Ian Rappaport yesterday. Tommy DeVito is officially questionable with the belief that he'll wake up tomorrow and see if he's less sore than today. Actual tweet from actual NFL reporter.
There's your update.
Now another NFL reporter. Tommy DeVito is currently a long shot to be able to play Thursday versus the Cowboys. A source is telling Jordan Ronan. Drew Lock is in line for the start.
Yes. Drew Lock with Tim Boyle being his backup.
So I don't know. He's in line to start unless Tommy DeVito apparently feels amazing this morning.
And we haven't talked to Tommy yet.
We haven't talked to him.
So we don't have that yet. Miami at Green Bay is the nightcap. It's in Green Bay. It's expected to be mid-20s at kickoff. Let me just say it again. This is the one bet I do have. It's the bet I like the most on guessing lines. I'm on the Packers.
Yeah, I joined you.
You did? Okay. Yeah. And we'll repeat it one more time. This was courtesy of Stormy on the podcast, Stormy Bonatoni. She said Miami 11 straight games in sub 40 temperatures at kickoff, that they have lost 11 in a row. Their last win being in 2016. Tua 0-4 straight up as a pro, 55% completion rate in those conditions, 4 touchdowns, 5 picks. His total QBR 21 out of 100. Here's Miami's wins this year, Kelly. Ready? Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, New England, the Rams, Raiders, Patriots again. Their losses: Buffalo, Seattle, Tennessee, Indianapolis, Arizona, Buffalo. In other words, they haven't beaten anybody yet. Green Bay's only losses: Philadelphia, Minnesota, and Detroit. You do the math. Coming back with Todd Wright on Fantasy next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you the type of players looking to get down $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? Or perhaps you're looking to get your in-game play instantly accepted? Introducing SportTrade, the app that's going to change sports betting forever. -104 lines instead of the typical -110. Instant in-game betting and a concierge player service. SportTrade, perfect for those who want a premium betting experience. SportTrade live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and now Virginia. Just download SportTrade, use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on each wager in your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 years or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book on this Thanksgiving. Appreciate all y'all. Really, every one of you who is kind enough to hang out with us every morning or allowing us to be part of your mornings. Los Vegas 514, double yo. I'm very thankful for the two of you. For 2 hours, you give me an escape. Plenty of vital sports betting info and tons of laughs. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas, and to the whole VSiN crew. Keep those raisins away from the table. Yes.
Yes. No raisins. None.
My mom used to put in the Thanksgiving stuff. I don't like it. She'd be like, you love my raisins in my stuff. I don't like your raisins in my stuff.
So, you know, the surprise when I brought up earlier, I was talking to the crew of like, what are the most common sides? Because pick a side is coming up next.
Yeah,
you know, the one I was surprised by was corn what the being an answer as much as it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I never had corn as a kid on Thanksgiving.
Me neither. Jason H. 11 sitting here watching the snow pile up, thankful for Gillian Bidalon. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all of ANG Nation. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you, Jason. Buddhist man, happy Plaidsgiving, fellas.
Yeah.
That's right. We're a Thanksgiving plaid. Thank you, Buddhist. Thank you for noticing. Rick Olier, happy Turkey Day. Things we're thankful for. Iga, yes. Two, Brandon Crawford, third place MVP back in the day. That's right.
Just retired?
Who retired?
Brandon Crawford?
Yes, after 14 seasons, 13 of which were with the San Francisco Giants, he was participating in two of their three World Series championships in the early 2010s. What a ball player. What a shortstop.
I don't know why your reaction was just so entertaining there to me. It was like you didn't believe me and then remembered seeing you yesterday.
Who retired? Three, Jason not really caring about that he made money anyway. And all the other guests. Things we're not thankful for, vacationing into hurricanes, comeback player of the year voters, and the Dutch, he said. That, by the way, if you're Dutch, that was just a tribute to Austin Powers. And then one more we'll do here. We'll do a whole bunch because there's too many.
It's great
read.
You have to clear that up, and yes. It's an Austin Powers, really.
We love you. Ryan Hyatt, they have happy Thanksgiving to Kelly and Gil. Unfortunately, America is now distracted by exactly one beard hair being out of place on Kelly's face. Holiday struggles are real. Have a day, boys. Have a day to you as well. Todd Wright is the greatest radio host, greatest sports talk radio host there ever was. I will not be debated on this subject. He now does a fantasy football podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and he also talks Survivor as well with his Survivor podcast. It's the great Todd Wright, everybody, from Florida. How you doing, Todd?
I didn't expect to walk right into an Austin Powers reference. Sadly, a movie I probably quote daily or at least every other day. Yesterday, I quoted it when someone asked me about something, and I quoted Elizabeth Hurley in the first movie at one point says to Austin, do you have a plan? And Austin responds, yes. First, I plan to soil myself. Next, I plan to think of a new plan.
Those movies are so great. I don't care what anybody says. That's awesome. Todd, before we get to your fantasy sits and starts, I want to ask you a couple questions. One of which is, you, of course, you're a Cowboys fan. Somehow we still get along after all these years. So congratulations to you on your win the other day. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay. Stop twisting my arm. I don't want to talk about it. What about today? How do you feel about this game against the Giants?
Not very well, and my plans don't include much watching of the Cowboys as they really haven't all year, because I was one of those who wrote off the season before it ever began, and it has lived down to my and other Cowboys fans' expectations. So I expect it to be low scoring. I mean, we're dealing with one team that's on their third quarterback who probably should have been their second quarterback. One team that's on their second quarterback, but if he struggles, they'll go to their third quarterback. And the run defenses are very vulnerable. So ultimately, keep the clock running. Keep Tracy running. Keep Dowdle running. Maybe they put up some fantasy relevant type numbers and the loser gets a better draft pick. And that's kind of all we have going other than the country music Thanksgiving halftime show that Jerry is so proud of.
He really is proud of it. Obviously, Cowboys playing the Giants, so it's a natural segue into fantasy, because I'm just curious, as a guy who doesn't play fantasy anymore, Saquon, obviously, no longer a Giant. We saw the Hard Knocks. John Mara just apoplectic about the whole thing. Was Saquon drafted high this year in fantasy drafts? Refresh my memory.
I don't think he was. I'm sure some of your adept listeners were smarter than the majority, but most of the draft boards I was involved with, so much of fantasy is what you do leading up to the draft to be prepared for the draft. They passed on him. McCaffrey was going first among the running backs. Breece Hall was going second. If Hall wasn't going second, Bijan Robinson was going second. They were the top three running backs, and I'll say 90% of fantasy drafts. And then after that, you kind of got into the Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Isaiah Pacheco, Jahmyr Gibbs, Kyren Williams, Saquon Barkley. And Gil, most fantasy owners out there passed on Barkley. If they don't own him today and are competing for a fantasy championship, they passed on him in the first round, and they might have even passed on him in the second round. And the reasons why were, for some reason, and I've told you this before, Gil, when a prominent player changes teams, for some reason, the fantasy community devalues the player. It's often done with wide receivers. It was done with Saquon Barkley. Well, he was good with the Giants when healthy, but now he's on the Eagles and they're a better team and he won't touch the ball as much. And Jalen Hurts doesn't like to throw to running backs and he won't get the goal line touches because Jalen Hurts will do the tush push, even though Kelsey isn't there. It was all wrong. And Barkley from week one to last week has initiated what I call Barkley's remorse, not buyer's remorse, Barkley's remorse for every one of us, including me in the fantasy community, who doubted Saquon Barkley and didn't draft him in the first round.
Wow. It's amazing. All right, let's get to the start and sits. Let's do this chronologically. We'll get back to the Giants and Cowboys, which is the second game today. Let's start with the Bears and the Lions, which kicks off in a little less than 2 hours. Let's talk Lions and Bears. What do you got for both teams here?
First, quickly with the Bears, I think there's value with DJ Moore. Not great, but as Caleb Williams has been more accurate with the new play calling, it doesn't take a lot to get the ball to DJ Moore, and we know how elusive he is. Keenan Allen may have some value as a flex play. I don't really love Swift, Komet, Caleb, or Adunze here, even though we had an Adunze sighting last week. From the Lions standpoint, first the healthy guys. Definitely Jahmyr Gibbs. I like Jameson Williams because look what Jordan Addison did last week. Off Jefferson being shut down against the Bears, which is potentially something to worry about with Amon-Ra, if he is active, that look at what the Bears do to opposing number one wide receivers. Jefferson, despite the Vikings scoring 30 last week, Jefferson was a non-fantasy factor. So I would lower expectations with Amon-Ra. You're obviously playing him. And Montgomery, I really wonder if he's going to go with that shoulder. And if he doesn't, Gibbs is going to put up a huge number. Might be one of the bigger fantasy numbers of the day. But if Montgomery goes, you got to play him because he's going to get 10 to 12 touches and likely a goal line look as well. I don't love Laporta here. And the fantasy community generally, they stream Jared Goff when they need to. I don't think today is the day because I think there are other quarterbacks you can stream out there likely playing on Sunday that'll put up more than Goff, mainly because they use their legs a little more.
All right, give me a minute on each of these. Giants, Cowboys, anybody?
Yeah, the running backs. I think Tracy's in line for a good game. I think Dowdle, potentially, this could be one of his better games, unless the Giants totally flip the game script with Drew Lock. Squeaky wheel theory with Malik Nabers, who amazingly hasn't gotten in the end zone since September 22nd. And CeeDee Lamb's been okay. He hasn't been the same top five receiver that he was with Dak. He's been more of a wide receiver too, lesser production, not scoring, but he's still worth playing, I think, against the Giants.
Okay, and the nightcap, Dolphins and Packers tonight in 25-degree weather in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think because of that, as the Dolphins have been playing better, this is a bad spot for them. It just is, despite what Tua says, but I think Achane is worth playing. Jonnu Smith, and you know I hate tight ends, Gil, but Jonnu Smith has been worthy to the fantasy and prop community the last few weeks. So I think Smith is in play here. I don't like the Dolphins wide receivers. I mean, Tyreek Hill hasn't had a wow game since week one. Waddle showed up last week. I think you're chasing if you expect something from Waddle. But Josh Jacobs, the last month plus, is really coming on. And people know he's done this when he was in Vegas and just turned it on mid to late season. I think he and Kraft are decent fantasy plays for the Packers.
Todd, you're the best. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, sir.
Love listening to you guys. Have a good holiday.
Thank you so much. You too. Todd Wright, everybody, at TWright2121 on Twitter. That's ToddWright2121, I should say. We'll come back. Sides. Kelly's a genius.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Nothing delivers comfort and joy quite like the unrivaled quality and taste of Omaha Steaks. Omaha! This year, skip the holiday hustle and bustle and save 50% off site-wide during their cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with promo code NUMBERS. With five generations of experience, Omaha Steaks consistently delivers the world's best steak experience, and their gifting experts have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages starting at $89.99. From legendary steaks to mouthwatering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide during the cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with promo code NUMBERS. Is that promo code?
NUMBERS!
Thank you. And a $30 reward card when you shop early. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with promo code NUMBERS. Minimum purchase may apply. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciated. Matthew Mayberry, yes, Hawks were down. He says, like 30-11 at one point. It was exactly 30-11 in the first quarter of that game and finished the quarter on a 24-5 run.
Oh, so my team total under on the Hawks was looking good for literally like 4 minutes. Got it.
A little more than 4 minutes. Yeah sure. NCI95 Gambler, working on a holiday to keep us all entertained. That's why we all love and listen to ANG. Thanks for all hard work and happy Thanksgiving. May the gambling gods bless and cash all your bets today. LFG taking all dogs today. Oh, he's taking all the dogs today. Okay.
I feel like that's a common Thanksgiving go-to, yeah.
Sarah at Travel Switch Shop, she says, it's becoming a yearly tradition, unlike any other, listening to a numbers game on Thanksgiving while growing more and more frantic about getting the meal finished for my extended family. Next year, I'm considering sushi. I have a recommendation. Yeah, thankful for Gil and Kelly today and every day. Thank you, Sarah. That's very nice of you.
I love Thanksgiving. One thing I don't like about it is the anxiety. There's always anxiety in the household somewhere, you know, whether the food prep or something going on, too much anxiety.
Yeah, just Chipotle for me today. Jeff G., happy Thanksgiving, boys. I'm thankful that War Eagle is a basketball school. Yes, wow. Maui Invitational Champs, Auburn, led by Bruce Pearl. Leaflet, maybe the best team in college basketball here early on in the season. Kevin Ryan, Gil, why would anyone want to start their Thanksgiving off by betting against the buzzsaw known as the Lions? I'm with you on this one. Fred Courier, thanks. We all appreciate you in the show. Thank you, Fred. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Steve Cohen, not that Steve Cohen, but this Steve Cohen, the Steve Cohen 21. He says, hello from drive time in London. Happy Thanksgiving. Kelly and I, can I speak for you, Kelly? We always trip out the fact that we are in drive time in London.
Afternoon drive, baby.
And we've had people walk up to us from London, right? And say, hey.
I've definitely tried to make it more of a thing than they're like, yeah, I guess.
Our buddy Mr. Palmer came up to us. He was like, yeah, listen to Drive Time in London. John Balducci, happy Thanksgiving. You too, John. New York Mets 16, Scott, yo. I thought they said Tommy DeVito didn't make the trip to Dallas. What gives? Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for the bridge to football today. Well, Kelly pointed it out that, what was the latest? That he didn't make the trip.
I did hear the same thing yesterday, that he had not traveled with a full team, but they were still going to potentially fly him down if he was good to go.
Tom K., I don't have to disingenuously put up, quote, in a meeting memo, unquote, between 11 and 12 this week. I feel like I'm 1-0 already. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Thank you for that, Tom K. Jeff Holdorf, happy Thanksgiving. Thankful for listening to you guys on a daily basis, and even more so on Thanksgiving. An odd must at our Thanksgiving table. We mandate sauerkraut served with turkey and all the trimmings. Go Packers. Well, his survivor pick with two remaining.
It's not odd, then, when you're living in Wisconsin. Right? I mean, you got sauerkraut, Packers fan, clearly. Yeah, that's not odd.
Scatson. Justin Gilo, happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen, having you on instead of the parade. Wife's birthday today, and she's way more important than turkey. You're darn right she is, Justin.
Make sure to show her that tweet, too.
That's right. Chance Copperpot, I think he's responding to something for you. He said, all right, Kelly Bidley, but I'm going to go more conservative with it. Happy gobble gobble to you and yours.
Oh, that was my Lions same game parlay I haven't talked about yet.
Would you like to share your same game parlay?
Yeah, a little fun same game parlay. Alt line on the Lions. So 13.5, laying 13.5 with the Lions. Team total over on the Lions, 27.5. Obviously, extremely correlated there. Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown and Caleb Williams over his pass attempts.
I'm digging my Thanksgiving shirt, though.
Yeah. You look good, man. Yeah.
Birdie, happy Thanksgiving to you and Kelly, Gil. I suspect this one will be a tough one, thinking about you today, sir. That is very nice of you. Thank you, Birdie. P.S., I hope you decided to get some Steelers division. Take care. He threw that in at the end, little jab after the niceties. Then Michael, happy Thanksgiving. Never knew what matriculate meant, though I've heard you say it 1,000 times on Guessing Lines. LMAO, when I finally looked it up after you told us that Hank Stram story. You guys are great. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you. And Futures Bet says, Gil, can you ask Todd if he likes golf or Darnold more this week? Thanks. Jesse Welch, who finally identified what the so much more than a producer means as well, which we did earlier. We'll get to the others. There's so many to get to. We love you all. Thank you so much for the kind words here on Thanksgiving.
And special thanks to the crew for being here today. Who never gets enough credit.
That's what the first thing I asked Darnell was, is the same crew here today? Is anybody? And he says, not only that, there's additional people.
We got Savannah back from vacation. Yes. Our normal director decided to come back on Thanksgiving. Thank you, Savannah. We appreciate that.
Darnell,
and then
of course.
We got Cam, new associate producer, starting with us here this morning. Very first day, Thanksgiving.
Cam's first day is Thanksgiving.
Welcome to the show, Cam.
Hey, Cam. Yes, every day is just like this. Thank you, Cam, for being here. Darnell, Brendan, Roberto Moreno.
Wyatt's back there
somewhere. Wyatt's always back there doing his thing.
I don't think Rob's here today.
I know, but I just haven't mentioned him.
I see Ortega back there.
Ortega's there, except Ortega's just here to heckle.
Or work on his show next to
him. Isaiah, when he's here. Everybody, thank you so much for spending your Thanksgiving morning with us here. Not only listening, but also the crew itself that makes all this possible. I started the show by telling you that Kelly Bidlin is a genius, and whatever they're paying him is not enough. Listen to what Kelly came up with. You can pick a side to a game, and then pick a Thanksgiving side in a segment we like to call Pick a Side.
Whoa, wild idea here. Oh, we get turkey. Thank you, Donnell. Appreciate that. All right, Gil. Pick a side, Bears or Lions? As simple as that. Come on.
Lions. I'd lay the points with the Lions. I think I will have a bet here.
We'll do the whole national TV thing, too. Who wins and do they cover?
By the way, let me just say this. I should probably put that bet in now because my hunch is that the closer this gets to game time,
Lions,
the more likely
bet.
This will get to 10. So let me just put that in right now. But I, for all the reasons I stated in the first segment, you can talk yourself into the Bears all you want. I'm not that guy. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I think Lions roll here today as well. Okay, we're on to pick a side Thanksgiving meal style. Stuffing or mashed potatoes? You only get one. You can only pick one, Gil. Which one do you pick?
This is probably the easiest choice I'm going to get. Stuffing. Stuffing done right is awesome. Let me just tell you this. When it's not Thanksgiving, me and my oldest friend Tommy, when we used to hang out at his back in our old stomping grounds there in Florida during Christmas time, we would, because we didn't know how to make anything else, we would buy boxes of stovetop stuffing and just make ourselves stuffing in December in Florida. That's how much I love stuffing. Stuffing over mashed potatoes, it's not even close.
Okay.
It's about a -9.5-point favorite.
I'm with you, though, that like there is wide ranges of stuffing. Like, I've had real amazing stuffing 100%. And then stuffing, and I'm like, I don't really.
Don't mess with the stuffing.
All right, pick a side. Giants or Cowboys?
All right, do I have to?
You have to pick a side. You have to pick a side.
So I couched it earlier by saying, if this is a game in the early window on Sunday, would you even consider betting it? After which we then, immediately said, but it's Thanksgiving. So obviously people are going to bet it. On the break, what did you say after that? You said, even with it being Thanksgiving.
Yes, even with it being Thanksgiving.
I have no idea what to do
here. I cannot bet this game except for the one player prop that Matt Brown brought up, the over on CeeDee Lamb's percent.
But you're forcing me to pick a side. I am not betting this, by the way. I am not betting this.
Pick a side. I'm forcing you to pick a side. I'll pick a side, too.
Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys. I'll go Cowboys, too. Giants are just a disaster. All right, Thanksgiving, pick a side. Mac and cheese or any bread.
Oh, this is
so crescent roll, biscuits,
stop right
whatever.
There. I don't need to hear the variety. Mac and cheese,
okay.
Dude.
You know what the one issue I have with mac and cheese always being so common on Thanksgiving is you can eat mac and cheese any time of the year.
Yeah, but some people.
Like, it's the day for stuffing.
Some,
you know what I mean? It's stuffing
people
show.
Know how to make mac and cheese really well, though.
That's true.
There is, just like stuffing, there is really good mac and cheese, and then there is mediocre mac and cheese.
And I enjoy all the different varieties of potatoes that you see on Thanksgiving as well,
Listen, I made stuffing about a 9.5-point favorite over, what was it that they were up against?
Mashed potatoes.
I would make mac and cheese similarly. I'd say a 10-point favorite.
I mean,
over bread.
Of course, it's way better and it's way more important. But I feel like some type of bread is always a staple for everybody's meal. Like they have the crescent rolls or biscuits or something.
Let me just interrupt this to reinforce to the audience, because maybe they didn't get how smart you are. What we're doing here is we're picking a side to the game, and then this is what Kelly did. We're picking a side as well that you have on Thanksgiving.
Don't build it
just
up.
Wanted to clarify.
Don't build it up too much because I might change the rules on the next one. All right, pick a side, Dolphins or Packers?
Well, I'm on the Packers. This was the one I liked the most on guessing lines, and I have bet the Packers in this ball game tonight. Again, all the cold weather stuff. By the way, it's not going to be Arctic. I should point that out. It is 25 degrees. Not like it's going to be the Ice Bowl.
Right.
But I am on the Packers.
It's still pretty dang cold. I'm with you on the Packers as well. All right, pick a side, dessert style.
Ooh.
Pumpkin pie or pecan pie?
I think the cool answer is to say pecan or pecan, however you pronounce it. I'm actually pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is delicious, and it's just better. It's just a fact.
I'm pumpkin pie, I'd say, by a field goal.
By a field goal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe three.
So that
and
was
a half.
The closest one, though?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, for sure. But pumpkin, I thought you were going to go pumpkin versus sweet potato. And yeah,
we brought that up. It was an option.
I would have said pumpkin by 4.5 points in that case.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
All right. Pumpkin pie, maybe the big winner on the on that. Great segment, Kelly. Well done.
Pick a side.
Crack Man Unscripted next on Thanksgiving.